Five, four, three, two, one. Integrated strategies lead to better pest management. Agricultural producers in Colorado face losses estimated at $5 to $10 million per crop each year from insect pests, diseases, and weeds. Mitigating these losses takes more than pesticides. For decades, Extension Integrated Pest Management Education focused on pest suppression. Since the late 1990s, advances in technology have generated new practices that emphasize prevention and mitigation as opposed to costly control measures. Howard Schwartz is a Colorado State University Extension Specialist from the College of Agricultural Sciences who has been working with dry bean and onion farmers for over 30 years. He says technology has changed the way he works with farmers.
For the first 15, 20 years, it seemed like I was always going out in educational meetings and telling growers, well, last year you had a rust problem, and this is why. But I wasn't able to help them make a more timely decision. Now, with these IPM pipes and some of the newer technologies, we're able to get the word out to them within a few days that there's something brewing out there. There's an issue. And if you find the problem, here's something you can implement now and protect your crop. That's been a big change and something that's kind of exciting to be involved with.
Schwartz and his team have used weather data, a national online pest outbreak warning system known as an IPM pipe, disease forecast models, and yield loss studies, all to help farmers prevent pest outbreak. Schwartz says a multitude of information goes into the advice that he gives to farmers.
We're trying to integrate cropping history, disease history, weather patterns and forecasts, varietal susceptibility resistance, and then improve our scouting approach like with these IPM pipe projects. It gives us a heads up on issues, on threats that might be occurring in eastern Wyoming that could be windblown, for example, like a rust borer, and maybe come into some of our production areas in Colorado. And then if there is a threat, then I can put out an alert on the pipe out to our growers and agents and consultants and say, you know, be on the lookout, scout your fields, look for early signs of this disease. And if it shows up, then here's what you can do. So that kind of information we think has been very helpful is one of the hallmarks of these IPM pipe projects.
The Legume IPM pipe reports that the project has generated a conservative return of 5%, or $48 million nationally each year since 2006 by reducing legume losses from priority diseases and pests. Similar economic returns have been provided by the Onion IPM pipe since its inception in 2010. Schwartz says the adoption of pipe information is the best part of the program.
Transferring that knowledge and seeing that knowledge being adopted is the most rewarding thing.
For CSU Extension, I'm Kyle Garrett.